I believe the war in Iraq has enhanced Iran's influence as a regional power broker. What can be done to reverse that trend and begin to diminish their influence in the region?
Well, I do not understand how the Bush administration failed to think through the consequences of our invasion. As monstrous as Saddam Hussein was, he was a buffer against Iran. That was well known. There was a writer on the Middle East. Who didn't understand that. And didn't understand you got a Shia majority in Iraq. That if we initiated, if we deposed Saddam Hussein and then initiated the elections in Iraq, that the likelihood would be a Shia dominated government that had ties to Iraq. So I think it is not completely possible to put the genie back in the bottle. Iran is going to have some influence in Iraq. And during my questioning, General Petraeus and Ambassador Crawford, when they visited Jacksonville a few weeks ago, they conceded this much. There's going to be some influence. I think the key then becomes, what's the nature of their influence? Is their influence destructive, or is it at least neutral? And I think that to the extent that we have put the burden on Iraq to arrive at a combination between the parties, then you actually can exploit a real division between Arab Shia and Persian Shia. And, you know, Iranian Shia are not the same as Iranian Shia. The Sadr Brigade has some links to Iran, but also there's enmity there as well, and jockeying for position. And what we should be doing is making sure that the Shia in Iraq have their own sense of identity, that they are not aligned with Iran because they have a common enemy, the U.S. and its occupation. And what I think you will see is that those links will not be as strong as they are now, where there's a perception that both Iran and large elements of the Shia population in Iraq have an interest in driving out the United States. But ultimately, we've got to go to the source, which is Iran. And that's why, again, direct talks, I think, along with the ability to generate alliances that are willing to tighten the spikes around Iran if it continues to behave irresponsible. It's going to be so important. That's going to be central to my approach. One last point I will make. I do think that if we can at least move forward on the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, that will strengthen the hand of Sunni Arab states and put them in a better position to align with us against Iran. Right now, so many Arab states use the Israeli-Palestinian conflict as both an excuse for their own failures, but also as a way to paper over differences within the Muslim world. That if we can start moving that in the Israeli-Palestinian conflict in a different direction, then it's a lot harder for them to paper over some of those differences. The same is true, by the way, for a U.S. occupation. I think being anti-Israel and anti-U.S. hides all sorts of conflicts. That, you know, if you talk privately with leaders in Saudi Arabia, or privately with leaders, or privately with leaders in Southern Egypt, they are more concerned about Iran, oftentimes, than they are about Israel. But they can't say that publicly. They're not willing to acknowledge this, and this is because it's perceived as breaking ranks. You got to take some of that hesitance off the table.
Sorry?
Oh, we don't have time. We got time for one more. This is always time.